Just north of Halliburton, there's a forest preserve, and it's a pristine piece of wilderness right here under our noses. It's about 100,000 acres with over 100 lakes. It's called the Halliburton Forest, and it practices sustainable forest management. But as I said before, it's a little piece of heaven. It's a pristine wilderness experience, and has a very robust recreational program. They can offer things like snow sled tours, snowmobiling, ATV, trail riding, fishing, of course, and a chance that you could actually see wolves at the Wolf Center. A great place to take the family during this part of winter. It's absolutely perfect.
Yes.
If you're listening and you have kids that are just chomping at the bit to get out and do something different. Yes, we have some local stuff. Yes, the Toronto Zoo is open and it's fantastic and there's all kinds of skating opportunities and whatnot. But if you want to do something totally different with that connection to the true outdoors and wilderness, this place could be the ticket. To talk to us about it a little bit more is Tegan Legg. Good morning, Tegan. How are you?
Good morning. Good, and you?
Good, thank you. What a wonderful little secret you guys have got there.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've been here for about 10 years, and previous to that, I didn't even know it existed.
No, and I'm in the business, and I barely know that it's there. You know, and you know what? Maybe a place like that needs to stay under the radar. I don't know. But it sounds absolutely fascinating. Of course, with the Family Day weekend coming up, you guys are probably, that's your peak period of the year, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. Winter, for whatever reason, I mean, winter is beautiful, one of my favorite seasons, but is definitely by far one of our busiest for weekends in the office and stuff. But, you know, you said maybe we should keep it a secret. The beauty up here is that we limit the number of people that can access the forest. So yep. Once you're out into the forest, you never feel like you're being overrun by anybody. So, you know, we want to get the word out there. But at the same time, you know, if you go for a hike in the summer, it's very unlikely that you're going to see somebody else on the trail.
Wow. Tell us about all the activities you mentioned. Hiking, of course, that's one of them. But tell us about the activities that people can expect to find there.
Yeah, so in the winter, our most popular activities would be dog sledding being one of them. When you come dog sledding with us, it's an adventure. You are standing on the sled, driving your own sled. Nobody's sitting in a basket like Miss Piggy in the Muppet Christmas Special. You're working hard.
You've seen me on some of the episodes then, huh?
You're mocking me.
It's a great great experience to have that whole, you know, dog team thing at your hands. You know, you feel like you're on top of the world and in total control. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good for all ages, right? We have right from six-year-olds up to, you know, an 80-year-old coming out. As long as you're physically fit, you can stand up for anywhere from 45 minutes to 2.5 hours. You know, we have a tour that fits you.
Sounds fantastic. Okay, what else have we got besides that? If you want something motorized, for example, you've got a couple of different alternatives there, right?
Yeah, exactly. So because we're privately owned, we have our own system of trails that's separate from the OFSE trails. So we have 400 kilometers of winter trails being for snowmobiling, ATVing. You can either bring your own or you can rent a snowmobile from us. So we have both options. We have accommodations right on site. We have a restaurant right on site. I kind of think of us like a ski resort for snowmobilers and ATVers. Wow. Because you can stay on site, but then you go out and you do all these loops. There are shelter cabins throughout the forest where you can start a fire, have a picnic, either bring your own or take it from the restaurant. But yeah, it's definitely a beautiful haven. And the trails range from wider open roads to single track trails that are a bit more technical. So you can get kind of that mix to, you know, big wide open lakes if you have a need for speed.
Any fishing opportunities?
Definitely. We have plenty of trout in all of our lakes. We do have a special species of fish that you only find in Halliburton County called the Halliburton Gold.
Yes.
And out of the lakes that have those in, or sorry, out of the lakes in the county that have them, we have 11 of those lakes.
Wow.
We also have a fishing society, so members contribute. We put matching dollars in, so then we have a number of put and take lakes as well as put and grow lakes. So we have it's becoming more and more popular as a recreational opportunity here at the forest.
The Wolf Center is the sole item that I've heard a lot about, and the great opportunities and it's not a guarantee, obviously, because these are still technically wild animals, but there's a great opportunity to have an encounter with one, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. So very hands off. It's a nice warm activity to do in the winter, actually. So you're indoors viewing them. They have a 15-acre enclosure, but it definitely is becoming more and more popular. Expedia.ca named us the one thing you must do in Ontario a couple of years ago, and it's an Ontario signature experience. So it's definitely something that should at least be checked out once in a lifetime. But we have a membership program, and people come back, time after time, and are never disappointed, because there's also facilities with different displays and a feeder. And, it's set up kind of like an attraction or a visitor center, but it's more small scale with the opportunity to see wolves. So we get a lot of photographers and families that come out and check them out.
I went in the summer and it was really cool.
Oh, nice.
They also do tree truck trekking.
Oh,
and
yes.
It was really cool. You start at they drive you into the middle of the forest, and there's a nice little lake. You get on this canoe and you paddle to this area where you walk up the hill, and then you walk around the tree, look at the trees. It's a really cool place to go in the summer as well.
Wow. Were you there on official capacity, or were you?
No, I was on my holiday, and we searched it up. I'm like, oh,
I thought maybe
cool.
You were like Winters, telling them you're doing a report.
Well, that's why I'm saying it right now. So
oh,
I can call,
oh, okay,
call up
sorry.
And say, hey, this is Steven.
I gotcha. That sounds like an awful lot of stuff to do.
But we only covered the winter stuff.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, I guess, you don't really have to be into all of those activities to derive a real benefit and enjoyment from coming to your operation, the Haliburton Forest. Give us an idea of, for example, what's it cost to get in?
Yep. So depending on what you want to do and what your budget is, the cost varies. But something like the Wolf Center is only $12 per adult.
Oh, wow.
So there's no reason to not come. $25 for a family. Snowmobiling for a day pass is $50, but it gives you that exclusivity of only having 100 day passes on the trails. Dog sledding ranges anywhere from $145 up to $360 for like a full day tour where you get a lunch and everything included. So there's something for everybody's budget. And we're seeing more and more people that are actually mixing and matching. So we'll have like a snowmobiling family come, but they want to go to the Wolf Center, or mom and the kids want to do a dog sled tour. So, a lot of people don't agree on the same activity. So you can kind of come here and find something for everybody to do.
Yeah, you know what I really like about it is it offers an opportunity to folks who might not be that comfortable or familiar with bringing their kids into the outdoors, because maybe they don't have the experience and they feel uncomfortable. This is the type of place where you can go with the entire family and know that you've got a team of experts there at all times. And you can sample the wilderness at your own pace. Either full on, head on, wild adventure, or just a kind of a nice, passive, slow, comfortable entry into it, which is fantastic. And I'm sure there are many stories that will be told about the Haliburton Forest operation in years to come from people who try for the first time. You can get more information at HalibertonForest.com. That's HalibertonForest.com. Lineups, do they have to book in advance? Can they take a chance and just drive in? What do you say on that, Megan?
Yeah, the Wolf Center is something you can come and do anytime. No need to pre-register. Day passes, rentals, dog sledding, definitely highly recommend reservations. But to give insider tip, during the week, we're not that busy. So if Perfect. You wake up in the morning and you're like, I want to go for a sled ride and our trails are not open in our area, come on up, bring ownership and insurance. We'll get you on the trails. Dog sledding, we do ask for at least 24 hours, prefer 48 hours notice.
Nice.
Just because, you know, we got to get the dog teams ready, that kind of thing. But yeah, overall, sometimes you can pick up that phone and we'll have something for you. So,
Tegan, thank you very much for joining us this morning. A wonderful program for sure.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. That's great.
Tegan Legge, Halliburton Forest, Halliburton, Ontario, a wonderful wilderness, especially a winter wilderness adventure.